A retired American schooner captain once told me that the floor of the ocean is paved with the bones of optimists. And he would have known, because he served his time as a boy fishing in the dories on the Grand Banks of Newfoundland, a place where no prisoners are taken in the war against sloppy seamanship. More positively, Richard Murphy, Irishman, poet and sailor, states in his entrancing work, The Last Galway Hooker, that the sea is good to gamblers. I've come across a few optimists in my time, but the most remarkable was a milkman from the Midlands who dreamed a dream back in the 1970s, bought a low-slung pre-war Solent One design and sailed her to Brazil with his wife. They maintained their yacht superbly. Her varnish gleamed, her topsides knew no blemish, and so far as anyone could tell, she was as sound as she looked. The catch was, they'd taken off from England, knowing almost nothing about sailing or navigation. I met them in a bar in Salvador, and after a few rums, they admitted that they'd reached Gibraltar without ever putting in a reef. It wasn't just that they didn't know how, they literally had no notion that this was what one was supposed to do when the wind piped up and their narrow, tippy racing machine started heeling more than they'd have liked. After a med-bound sailor explained what the penance were for, life improved, both on deck and in the galley. On the navigation front, in those days, there was no choice but to use a sextant. To his considerable credit, the milkman had worked out how to shoot and reduce a sight. All that was lacking was how to plot it, so he assumed his position lay at the end of his intercept, rather than somewhere on a line at right angles to it. If you aren't a star pilot, don't worry about this technicality, but such an error in principle could put you tens or even hundreds of miles adrift. Nonetheless, my pals arrived in good order on another continent in a different hemisphere. Their innate grit and that vital spark of optimism, without which none of us would go to sea, saw them through. Then there are the gamblers. None that I've met to date compares with a colleague at the old National Sailing Centre. Like me and the dairyman, my instructor chum had bought an old boat and sailed off to South America in search of adventure. He found plenty, and he found romance as well. In a small port in northern Brazil, he fell for the daughter of the local mayor. His feelings were reciprocated with full-blooded Brazilian verve, but when her father tried to lock him up, she persuaded her hero that they had to elope in his yacht. The mayor was strongly backed up by the sort of chaps you wouldn't want calling on you on a dark night. The boat's engine had died, and the sextant had been stolen, but the wolves were gathering. The lovers had to sail, so away into the Atlantic they went, in the dark of the tropic night, all in against a losing streak. It was like a poker player giving it his best shot. Fortunately, my mate is a navigator to the core, and his gamble paid off. Using meticulous skill and grabbing what luck was being handed out, he made it to the Azores on dead reckoning, and they were saved. Not all of us are put to the test like these ocean gypsies, but there come periods in our seafaring when season after season of filthy weather leaves optimism as the only card left to play. And once or twice in a lifetime, the sea demands that we each must take a gamble of some sort. The winners are those who believe Richard Murphy and do not flinch from going all in.